All right. For years, the Lord's laid on my heart between Christmas and Easter to bring a series of messages about Jesus. Just preaching from the birth of the Savior all the way to the cross. And for years, I did not do that. I just didn't do it. Well, I'm going to this year. We're going to start today. And over the next, there's 14 Sundays between now and Easter. I know because I just counted them on my calendar. 14 Sundays. So in the next 14 Sundays, I want to bring some messages about the life of Christ. And I'm sure it's not going to be anything new, but sometimes the Bible says we need to stir up the thing that we already know. And the reason that we celebrate Christmas, and celebrate Easter, and those holidays is about the life of Christ. Alright, my next thing is, where do you start? So I decided this morning we're going to start in the first chapter of John. John chapter 1. Now, I said last week that each of the Gospels present Christ in a different way. And different emphasis upon the life of Christ. That's why there's four Gospels. And each of the Gospels presents Jesus in a little different light. Matthew presents him as the king. Mark presents him as the servant. Luke presents him as the Son of Man. We're going to start this series of messages in the Gospel of John, in John chapter 1, because John presents Christ as God, or Jesus as God. Now, Jesus was not half man and half God. Jesus was 100% God, 100% of the time, and 100% of the way. But he was also, when he was born in Bethlehem, he became a man in every sense of the word. He stepped out of glory, and there's a fancy terminology for that, but he emptied himself for a time and became subject to the Father, became our kinsman redeemer. Our next to kin, he became a man for the sole purpose of going to the cross. But I cannot think of a better place to begin a study or begin a series of sermons about the life of Christ than right here in the book of John, chapter 1. And it begins in verse 1. In the beginning. Can I just say something about those three little words right there? In the beginning. Whenever we talk about who was Christ, when we talk about who is this man, Jesus Christ, he was before the wise men came seeking the king. He was before shepherds heard about the arrival of the baby that was laid in the manger. He was before the babe was born in Bethlehem. He was pre-existing. He was in the beginning. And here in this precious verse in the book of John, he says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So in these two verses, I want to just start out with this morning telling you or reminding you, I feel sure that every message that we're going to bring, that we're going to hear between now and Easter time, is not going to be something new or anything, or something that you've never heard before. But it's going to be something that we need to be reminded about. We need to be mindful of. And the first thing is, can I just go this far to say, not only was He in the beginning, He is eternal. He was before the beginning. Before the foundation of the world was laid, Jesus was already with God. Jesus was already part of the plan that God formulated for salvation in eternity past, that God decided He was going to create something called man. And He was going to create the man for a way of having fellowship or to have fellowship with. And He was going to be able. Man was going to be able to choose. And God in eternity past knew that man was going to refuse Him. And in eternity past, the Word, Christ, Jesus, was going to be presented as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Brother Philip, God knew you were going to need a Savior. Brother Terry, Jesus said, I'll be that Savior. Before the foundation of the world, Jesus stood as a lamb. So not only was He in the beginning, He preceded the beginning. But when we read in John, in the beginning was the Word. He was present at the beginning. When I think about Jesus as being God, and I think about Him being deity, and about Him being in the beginning, I think of verse 3. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Can I say this? In Genesis chapter 1, it tells us about creation. Brother Donald, I believe the biblical account of creation. I believe it. I don't believe that there's any gap theories. I don't believe there's any hidden meaning in Genesis chapters 1, 2, and 3. I believe God recorded it through Moses. He gave it to Moses. It was recorded just like God wanted it recorded. I believe in 6 literal days of creation. God spoke it. And it was. He is the Word. And John, he talks about Jesus as the Word. The Greek word, logos, it's the spoken word. It's the existing word. And we have the printed word. And Jesus is the Word. We see that very plainly in these scriptures. But He is the creation, the Creator that created everything. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. And there was light. God, through Christ, created everything. There was nothing that was made that Jesus wasn't in the presence of when it was created. And there was nothing made that he was not the actual creator. It says in verse 3, I'll read it again, and all things were made by him, even the very light itself. You ever wondered what there was before God said, let there be light? You ever wondered about that? You know, I got news. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. There's a great nothingness. But don't let that bother you. The scientists that claim that they know so much, they don't really know either. Amen. I like to watch some of those science shows. Because if you listen very carefully to those science shows, at some point during that show, and their whole show is based on trying to convince you what they think is actually what happened, and somewhere in that show, they will make the statement, we don't really know, but, you see, it's a theory. A theory. The theory of evolution is a theory. A theory is what somebody thinks happened. It's a guess. Now, some people can say that we believe in the theory of creationism, and they can say the same thing about what I just said, but my guess is based upon the Word of God, which was written by a creator God that was there in the beginning. He is an eyewitness to the creation of everything. And not only is he a witness, I haven't coughed all weekend until I got up here. So y'all forgive me. He was there. He witnessed the creation. He witnessed everything that was made. And not only did he witness it, he was the one that was creating it. Verse 4 tells us, in him was life. You go back to Genesis and you read the creation account and you see where God created light. He made light. Let there be light. And then we see how he created the heaven and the earth. And then he spoke life into existence. In the seas and upon dry land, in the air. And on the sixth day, he created man. The Bible says this about the creation of man, and probably we should go read it, but just very quickly, he formed him out of the dust of the earth. And it says something about man that he has not said about any other of his creation. It says that he formed him, and then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man, he breathed into us. It doesn't say that about any other part of his creation. He's life. He brought life to the sparrows, to the bears, to the great whales, and to the fish in the ocean, and just by speaking his word, the man he formed and he breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul. Don't let people tell you that we're just the same as dogs and cats and monkeys and critters of that. We're just part of the animal kingdom. Because it also says this about man, that we were created in the image and in the likeness. We were made. We were created. He breathed into us life. And it all came from Christ. He is the creator of life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. He did not begin his life in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, or ever how long it's been. Yeah, it sounds like my coffee pages to everybody, don't it? Today, I wanted to remind us with this first message on who is Christ. Jesus did not just start or just come into existence before July 2nd, 1966, Willie Tebow did not exist. Amen? Now, you could split hairs and go back 9 months earlier to the time of conception, and we'll do that. But before that, Willie Tebow did not exist. 2,000 years ago, a young girl, Mary, perhaps around 16 years old, most people believe, brought forth her first baby that was like no other baby before, that was conceived in a totally different way, one that was going to mark this baby as someone different than any that's come before. A new baby was born, wrapped in swaddling clothes, and laid in a manger. That we celebrate the birth of that baby every year since then. Now, I'm not saying Jesus was born exactly on December 25th. You know, we don't know that. But we know that he was born. And that's the day that we have chosen as the day that we celebrate his birth. I'm not getting into all that, but I do want to tell you, he was born. That little newborn babe that was wrapped in swaddling clothes, that was laid in a manger. At one point, at one hand, he was new, just born, just saw the light of day. On the other hand, he was aging, without number. He was Jehovah, the self-existing one. He was the one that spoke, that stood on the brink of creation before anything that was ever known was known in him. And he spoke it into existence. And for 6 days, he created everything you and I know. Hold and touch and feel. Then on the sixth day, he created man, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And some 6,000 years after that, when the fullness of time was come, what that means is when in Christ, in God's timing, Christ was born. virgin, one that knew no man. She wasn't just a young girl, but she knew no man. And he's the one that I want to spend the next few Sundays telling you about. Jesus, God made flesh, that you and I could be forgiven of our sins. As our song leader comes and our piano player comes,